What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 4th of September. Hope you've had a fantastic Friday, the 4th of September. May Friday, the 4th of September be with you. That joke don't work. I thought I'd say it anyway. Yeah, it's the weekend. The easiest podcast of the week to do because I'm even less caring than I was on the other four. It's Friday. You've got to have the Friday feeling. Even during this, you've got to feel like you can put your feet up straight after and do nothing for the rest of the day. And I've had a very constructive day up till this point. So it's good. Happy days. So I'm going to go out and spend some money tonight. Not very much because I haven't got no money to go with. But I'll spend it on myself. That's the most important person. But if you're going to go out spending, don't check your £20 notes. Check the £20 notes being given back to you because apparently there's loads of £20 notes out there. And the fake £20 notes that are being handed around, but the £20 notes say 20 poons instead of 20 pounds. So it says P-O-O-N-D, 20 pooned. So Scottish accent £20 notes. But the fact is that why they fake them with and spell it wrong? They go to all that trouble to mastermind the faking of a note, of the money, and then they fuck it up by spelling it wrong with a spelling mistake. It's crazy, isn't it? All the the brains and all the effort and all the machinery and everything that must come in, get involved, and all of a sudden they have a thick bastard who puts the fucking the weight spelt. Otherwise, it's a great scam. You know, if the money works and you get to use it, it's all good, isn't it? You're only hurting the state unless you buy, unless you pay it to somebody who is unsuspecting for something. Saying that, my neighbour had that exact thing happen. Somebody bought his motorbike off him for 500 quid's worth of fake money. So he was a bit pissed off because he couldn't then go and use the money. So, he should have just gone and used the money or tried to use it somehow, really, because otherwise they just had the money took off him by the police. So if you see any there out there with 20 poons on, make sure you give it to the blindest barman. Make sure you look for the bloke with the, cock eyes or the big thick glasses and his eyes are twice the size of his head inside the glasses. That's the guy to give the money to. Either that or try and... who else can you give it to? Give it to drug dealers. Drug dealers, apart from, make sure fucking you slip it in with a few real ones. Otherwise, they're going to know you for sure and they're going to be coming back around your house. Or make sure it's somebody that you don't know. You know, you meet him in the street or you meet him in a club. Bang it out. See you later. It's one way for another then, isn't it? He's doing something illegal to you. You're doing something illegal back. That's like fucking paper, scissors, stone. That's like hitting stone and stone or scissors and scissors. It's even Stevens. Anyway, travel sites, TripAdvisor. Anybody want to go swinging this weekend? Because TripAdvisor are advising on the best swinging hotel to go to. A place called Extasia Adult Hotel. It's on TripAdvisor. It's got loads of reviews. £42 a night. That's cheap. I'll tell you what. That's cheap if it comes with all the extras. I'll pay fucking more than that. In just a shit room in a shit hotel. Double that to get a decent room. And so you get £42 a night. And on the site as well, it's got a photo of a sex swing and a woman lying on the bed. I don't know what comes with it. That's better than the Bible, isn't it? Better than the Bible and the... what else is on the side of the bed? The fucking cup of tea with the shit little UHT milks and the little crap two sugars and a fake sugar. What's that fake sugar called? A couple of those. Sweeteners. I'd rather, this is a sweetener. This one sealed the deal. She's not bad looking either. So there you go. Extasia's in, where is it? In the Midlands. West Bromwich. West Bromwich, believe me, I'm from the Midlands. West Bromwich, if you're not from this country and you're from America or somewhere like that, don't get any ideas that it's anything like Las Vegas. West Bromwich is like the double-barreled name. Las Vegas, Santiago, Palm Beach, New York, West Bromwich. Believe me, that is the odd one out of the five of them. You really will feel like you've gone... Well, let's put it this way. You won't be leaving very good reviews. If you're coming from any of those countries, you're not going to be leaving very good reviews in the TripAdvisor. Not on the place. On the hotel, you might. But on the place surrounding the hotel, you're going to go, what the hell is this place? I feel like I've just landed in where a bomb went off, but nobody noticed. the fucking a bomb went off, and just like, you know, it's like smog, dust, grey, dirty. Nice food, nice people, but it's just it ain't pretty. Let's put it that way. Concrete jungle, as Bob Marley once sang. Yeah, I just watched a Bob Marley documentary. He sung that about London anyway, about England, but London in particular, because he was living there, wasn't he? And he sang Concrete Jungle about where he was living. And it showed the street that he lived in. And the street that he lived in was just like a generic British street. And it showed where he'd come over from, Jamaica, all the green vines and the plantations and the huts and all that kind of stuff. His place looks so much better. I could see why he come over there and go, this place is shit, but it's where the music's happening. It's grey, it's drab, it's, you know, pebble-dash walls, it's raining. And then you go, here's, it's like colourful. A bit like my on the video, if you're looking behind me on the video, you see my pineapple, the pineapple ice cubes, ice cube holders behind me. Yeah, it's all a bit colourful. A lot of... you know, you can see the toucan almost in the fucking top of the corner, top of the picture, and a big pineapple to have a drink out of. I tell you what, that's the life. Anyway, where are we going? Oh, yeah, the bus driver. Angry bus driver was jailed for chasing a motorist down the road. A motorist cut him up. No, a motorist wouldn't let him out of the bus lane. So he chased after him with all the passengers on, and he drove the double-decker bus. Was it a double-decker? I'm going to assume he's a double-decker because it's a funnier story. He's bombing after him with a double-decker bus. Chased him and then cut him up and jumped out and was like fucking smashing on his window and that. But all the passengers were swinging around the bars and everything and was all panicking. It was like a scene out of Speed because he couldn't drop below 50 mile an hour, could he, on Speed? And these guys were doing it. He was getting it up. Was it a double-decker? Fuck it. It's a double-decker as far as I'm concerned. Imagine he was coming down the stairs. Be like a helter-skelter. You'd come flying down the stairs and straight out the front window. So, yeah, that's a bus driver who's just lost his job. He's back on the chain gang. Or on the dole queue, should I say. Not really the chain gang, is it? And he ain't going to get any driving jobs anytime soon. He needs to sort out his anger management. Normally, you let the bus out and they give you that thumb, the big thumb signal. There's a thumb signal sticker on the back of the bus. And it shows the thumb like that. Please let the buses out. And when you let the bus out, his arm always comes out. I always wait and see, am I going to get the thumb? Is he going to give it me? That's almost worth the game of trying to let the buses out. And you see his window slide open and his hand comes out and he gives the big thumb. And you're like, yeah, got the thumb. That's the. It's called the thumb game if you want to play it. If you're bored in traffic. But, like, you know, he was giving the fucking big two fingers and a big, like, I'm going to come and fucking smash your car window. So, anyway, John Cleese said woke jokes may be heartwarming, but they are not going to be funny. I totally agree. Woke jokes are about as twee and as about as fucking drab as something that you'd find on a lollipop stick. There ain't no funny jokes. And comedians who are very vanilla or bland, if you like, blanche, should I say, it gets a bit boring after a bit, doesn't it? It's just too nice. It's just too normal. It's just too, like, it's too safe for me. I agree with John Cleese completely. He's right up my street. And he's a comedian. He's 80 now. He's been in comedy all his life. He's lived through all the years where you can say what the fuck you like. And he's had the time of his life and he's had a good career out of it. But now the PC brigade, the PC has gone mad because it started out with, like, don't offend certain groups. But now it's just become a fucking attack group from that side, attacking anything that might be deemed offensive according to their clipboard rules. They've become this fucking massive big piece policing who nobody asked them to be, the police. They're the fucking police of the TV, they're the police of comedy, they're the police of free speech. So I say, fuck you. If you're listening to this podcast, here's my big two fingers. It's a big fuck you from me. I'm with John Cleese. And unfortunately, I don't have his money. He's made his money, so we can say it now. I'm probably going to be chastised and not going to be able to go on to make any money out of this podcast or anything because of those kind of comments. But it doesn't matter. You've got to stick to your guns. And you got to stick to your guns. They fucking, you know. One person's offence is another person's fucking humour. You know, I'm offended by somebody who tells a really shit, bland joke. So I'm really offended by that. It ain't for me to fucking tell you to piss off, is it? I just won't watch you. That's the way it goes, isn't it? Anyway, back on the sex scene, sex dungeons bosses have banned customers from having threesomes unless they are from the same household. That's weird, because you might as well just do that in the house. What's the point in going to a sex club to have a threesome? And then you could have done it in your house because you can only do it from the same household. And who is doing that in the same household? You got to wonder. Oh, well, fair enough if they're all like flatmates. I get that one. But the family unit, that's a bit weird. That one's for very strange, small hick towns. So anyway, where's that place? The House of Rua in Sittingbourne, Kent. So if you want to get yourself down there with two of your roomies, get on down there, pay in, and do what you could have done in your house. You might as well just stay at home, save the money, put the telly on, and then get it over with, and then cook each other something nice to eat. Order yourself a nice takeaway with the money that you've got, that you've saved. Unless you like to go and watch other people's arses bouncing around up and down and see all the fucking nakedness. I wonder if everybody's got to wear the masks. You would, wouldn't you? You would have to wear the masks. Or at the very least, you've got to wear some kind of... They should do it like the masquerade balls. You know, get all the fucking the funky masks on, like in that film, Tom Cruise's film. Eyes Wide Shut. Where they're all walking around with all that. That's a sexy place to be, all that kind of, with all the Italian masquerade masks on. That's all good, as long as the bodies below them are all fit and not big fucking fat bags of washing. Like fucking, I don't know, faded pants. I suppose they're naked or they've got underwear on. If they've got any kind of like dodgy underwear and all that, you know you're in Sittingbourne in Kent and not in a Tom Cruise film. So you got to keep it sexy at the very least. Anyway, there you go. Three's company on that story. Chip butties is the correct name for a snack rather than a roll, sandwich, cob, bap, or bum. No. Chip butty is the correct name for a chip sandwich, chip roll, chip sandwich, chip cob, chip balm, or chip bap. Yeah, I agree. Chip sandwich at the fucking closest. It's chip butty first, chip sandwich second. And all the others, chip cob. Nobody says that. Cheese and onion cob. Yeah, chip cob, no. So chip butty. What have I said that one for? That's all I've got to say on that. Chip butty, where you come from? Some of you in them other countries again. What's a chip butty? What's a chip cob? What's a chip this? It's chips on two bits of bread. That's what it is. That's standard. That's Michelin star English food, that is. I'll have you know. Gordon Ramsay's fucking... Gordon Ramsay, if you tried to offer one of those to Gordon Ramsay, he'd probably put your head between the two pieces of bread like he did in that one video. He was screaming at you, calling you the shittiest chef in the world. I told you, it's only a matter of time before he gets on that that website where you can talk to your fans. Only a matter of time before he's slagging people off on that thing when he's calling them up and calling them the biggest fucking arsehole in the world and the shittiest chef. And he's going to get paid loads of money for doing it. Tell you what. Where's the PC Brigade around that? The PC Brigade wouldn't be having that. They'd be like that. Yeah, he's fucking offended. He's making me cry. Making me upset. He said I'm a shit chef just because I made a chip butty. Britain has launched an ET hunt. We're looking for aliens. We're searching. 200 times more. We're examining 200 stars. 200 times more stars than we ever was, and we're looking for ETs. We want to be the... I'll tell you what, we're all looking for it, but as soon as they come, they cover them up. That's the fucking mental side of it. If they did find them, they'd shit themselves. Nobody's going to tell you. Imagine they're searching all these stars, and all of a sudden they see, like, a civilization, like, you know, a planet with all, like, loads of houses and everything, and cars and transport moving around. You honestly think they're going to tell everybody, tell all us? They ain't going to do it, are they? The first thing we'd do is fucking try and go up there on past history, try and go up there and try and fucking colonise it, bury them all, kick their heads off like we did to the Aborigines, do all the fucking, you know, take all the land off them like was done to the Red Indians, destroy their own habitats and land and set up camp ourselves and go, well, we found our place now. We've been looking at Mars, but we found this place that's like, it's all ready to go. It's all good to go. We're coming on moving up there. But unfortunately, they are going to be more technologically more advanced than we are. And they're going to come down here and fucking destroy you. That's what's going to happen. It's never happened before. It's going to be egg on your face. They're going to bring your fucking British flag or your... whatever, your American flag or whoever you are, Portuguese, Belgian, whoever's been and colonised the rest of the world, they're going to come down and fucking shove it down your throats and say, this is what you've done to people. Now we're coming to take a bit of fucking Belgium off you. Or a bit of England from you as well. But not West Bromwich, whatever we do. We're not taking West Bromwich. That place could stay... could stay West Bromwich and you can all go and live there. And see how you like it, how you took all the land off everybody and crammed everybody into some like shit part of the country. That's what they did with the Red Indians. And that's what you can do in England. You can take it and stick you in West Bromwich in your little £42 swingers hotel. Right, last one I'm going to do. Women go for men. Women go for a man with a tidy bedroom over one with a handsome face. Well... good. Women go for a man with a tidy bedroom over a man with a handsome face. That's all right, because imagine you go back to somebody's house. But the thing is, they've gone back to his house either way to figure out which one's which, isn't it? Because how would they know? They've gone back to the bedroom with the ugly face, tidy bloke, and they've gone back with the handsome face, messy fucker. So they've gone back. They've shagged both of them at the end of the day. And then they're only going to stick around with the one with the tidy bedroom. That's the fact. So if you're a good-looking bloke and you fucking bring some girl back and you got your pants all over the floor and half eating pizzas under your bed and fucking onions in your socks or whatever the fuck, weed all over the side, that might pass the weed all over the side. But an inch thick of dust, the weed sat in a fucking inch thick of dust. So as soon as you smoke it, you're fucking having an asthma attack. You, my friend, are going to be left picking up the pieces of your broken heart because he's running off with Mr. Tidy because at least he vacuums his bedroom. And then when they have sex on a nice, clean smelling, what's it called, Daz doorstep challenge sheets. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'm going to leave it there and go and book myself into that swingers hotel in West Bromwich. In my mind, not really. I'm going to sit here and have a drink and think I'm there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll do another one next week. See you later for now. Bye.